Welcome to the Race to Alaska podcast, The Daily Fix. My name is Daniel Evans, race boss for Race to Alaska, and I'll be your guide. You know, here at Race High Command, we've been looking at the fleet of racers for 2017. One of the trends we noticed is boats are getting smaller. So I decided to visit Josh Colvin. Josh helped us get Race to Alaska up and running, and he's had a shadowy hand in the creation of other races like the Cruiser Challenge, Columbia 150, and the Texas 200. His small boat nerdism led him to co-found the national magazine Small Craft Advisor, and he owns Duckworks, an online magazine and boat building supply. He also started a side bet for small boats in last year's R2AK. Hey Josh, thanks for sitting down with me.
You bet. Anytime.
So Josh, it was last year that you decided that you wanted to put down a side bet for the race for the smallest boat, 20 and under, small boat for a $1,000 prize. Why was that something you felt that would be good to do?
I think we wanted to make it, or where possible, kind of help keep the race relatable, at least to our audience. I mean, certainly it's fascinating no matter what size boats, and they're all incredible sailors, and the storylines are always amazing, but it's always more relatable. It's pretty exciting to follow along and see somebody in a boat like you own, you know, a boat that's totally manageable and achievable, something that you can buy for $2,000 on Craigslist. I mean, there's a number of boats just like that each year. And we just wanted to sort of keep that spirit alive and encourage it a little bit. The funny thing about the Race to Alaska is we're offering a $1,000 prize. I mean, you think about the time and the energy and all that stuff that goes into it. $1,000 doesn't mean anything, but neither does the $10,000, right?
That's right.
I mean, you know full well you could right now just say, sorry guys, we couldn't come up with the money, and you wouldn't have anybody drop out. You just provide the steak knives and this race goes on without a hitch. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've just saved you $10,000, $20,000.
It's a great business model.
Right. Yeah. I mean, people are doing it for the love, so it hardly matters. But yeah, we'd like to, and it's nice to be able to recognize the person, like last year with Colin, who does something like that in a small boat. The difference between his race, you know, I made the point last year that the guys who were incredible, who won the race, they were on the water for what was essentially a long weekend.
Right.
You know, Colin, you think about the different experience that Colin had. He was on the water. He was rushing along, and he was on the water for like 15 days or whatever it was.
Yes.
So, you know, you think about stopping, camping, anchoring, cooking, you know, rowing for 40 hours at one stretch. All this stuff happens over 15 days as opposed to, like I said, this extended weekend. They're really two separate races. So why not play a part in, you know, supporting the second half?
Yeah, I agree. I'm really bringing some attention to the fabulous stories that are coming out of it. It's,
yeah,
you know, certainly I think, you know, those first through seventh place finishers that do it pretty quickly have phenomenal stories of their own.
They do.
Yeah, but there's a unique storytelling that happens to these teams that are out there for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because they're having to compensate for their boat's strengths and weaknesses, their own strengths and weaknesses. Their family members calling them up or trying to get a hold of them saying, it's time to come home. It's time to come home.
Yeah. They're really very different experiences. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. It's, I can't think of another event where you have a first place finisher. It's like we're watching basketball playoffs and we're like, well, I don't really care who wins, but I'm really curious to see how that team from Utah does in the first round. Like it's not really relatable, you know, it's like, but I don't feel any different about, you know, the second half finishers. It's like, you're still rooting for them, wanting to see where they're at. So. Fascinating.
Yeah, it's about the journey.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Josh.
Yeah.
This year, 20 teams will be vying for the Small Craft Advisor side bet of $1,000. 15 of those teams are solo racers, and you can follow it all at r2ak.com. This is Daniel Evans, race boss for Race to Alaska. Have a fabulous day.